Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton wound up a long day yesterday in St. Louis, Missouri, celebrating a win in caucuses held the same day in Nevada.
What they did showed exactly how the West was won, and we were able to do that together earlier today. But now we're back here in the Midwest, where I'm from, and I'm so happy to see all of you.
In Nevada's caucuses, Clinton topped Barack Obama by about 6 percentage points. But because of the way Nevada awards delegates by districts, Obama could end up with one more Nevada delegate at the Democratic convention. NPR's Scott Horsley explains.
Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama came into Nevada with one big win apiece. It was billed as a rubber match, and their supporters knew it. At this special caucus on the Las Vegas Strip yesterday, casino workers ran a friendly gauntlet of their co-workers, urging them to take sides. When these caucus goers were counted, Clinton had emerged the winner.
181 for Clinton and 156 Obama.
That same pattern held statewide. Clinton later thanked her staff at the Planet Hollywood and looked ahead to the upcoming contests next Saturday in South Carolina and in nearly two dozen states on February 5th.
We will build on what we achieved here today and continue to make it clear here in Nevada and across the West that the Democrats, we're the problem solvers.
One problem for Clinton is that Obama may actually come out of Nevada with one more national delegate than she got. Obama's campaign manager, David Plouffe, explains.
The reason for that is Barack Obama did well throughout the state of Nevada, in the northern part of the state and in the rural parts of the state, which I think speaks to his ability down the line in the primary process here, and also once again as a demonstration of how strong a general election candidate he would be.
Nevada won't formally assign its nominating delegates until April. Entrance polls suggest Obama drew 80% of the black vote in Nevada, which could be a good sign for his chances in South Carolina, while Clinton won support from about two-thirds of Latino voters, who could play a big role on February 5th. John Edwards vows he'll fight on. USC political analyst Sherry Bebits-Jeffy says the Democrats have entered a sustained period of competition.
Quite frankly, I'm loving every minute of it.
The close contest has also energized voters, leading to a record turnout in Nevada and elsewhere. Jeffy says suddenly the process means something to people.
A wide open race means people are paying more attention because there is the possibility of getting something out of it.
Both Clinton and Obama got something out of Nevada, and by tomorrow they'll both be back on the campaign trail. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Las Vegas.